1620-945 WTAW. Voters in College Station ISD may be asked to consider four bond propositions this November. During the June CSISD school board meeting, no direction or consensus given about the $350 million of recommendations that were presented by a 48-member committee. But board members were told about state law requiring the committee's recommendations being broken down into four propositions. And here's the breakdown from CSISD's communications director, Chuck Glenwinkle.
What they would look like, these are just listed in order biggest to smallest. So general proposition, $284.975 million. Football stadium proposition, these are just generic names. And again, listed in order of size of the proposition. 38.472, technology device proposition, 14.145 million. And then the baseball softball proposition, $13.27 million for a total of $350,862,000.
College Station ISD's communications director, Chuck Glenwinkle, then went into a little deeper explanation about the state law that requires some of the proposed bond projects have their own bond proposition.
Also requires that certain projects be listed separately as a separate proposition. And those are called out there, those six categories: stadiums with seating capacity of for more than 1,000 spectators, natatorium, recreational facility other than gym, playground, or play area, performing arts facility, teacher housing, which for the first time I've been here almost 15 years now, and I saw teacher housing on some bonds back in May for some areas in West Texas. Then technology other than security equipment or infrastructure, basically technology devices has to be on their own proposition. So going by those definitions and working with our bond council, these are the projects that do not need to be on a separate proposition. So these are the projects that could be on the general proposition. And those projects total $284.975 million. It includes safety and security, Rock Prairie renovations, the renovations at A&M Consolidated High School and College Station High School Phase 2, Phase 2 of the CTE Center, the cosmetology labs, the middle school stadium, central office, transportation, the technology infrastructure. So if you remember, technology was $28 million total. This is all the things that are basically screwed to the wall and behind the wall, the infrastructure of the technology. And then deferred maintenance and the land acquisition. All of those things can be included in the general proposition. Projects that must be on separate propositions, those related to stadiums with seating capacity of more than 1,000 spectators, would be the Tiger Stadium Fieldhouse, the Tiger Stadium renovations and expansion, Cougar Stadium renovations and expansion for a total of $38.472 million. And then again, those technology devices, that would need to be on its on a separate proposition at $14.145 million. And then high school baseball and softball, because it is a recreational facility other than a gym, playground, or play area, for $13.27 million.
Next, questions from College Station ISD school board members answered by Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle regarding these state laws about what can and can't be put in a general proposition and what has to have their own proposition question.
Because stadiums only football, soccer?
So you're talking about like the
baseball and softball.
Baseball and softball are not over 1,000 spectators. So, and they are considered recreational facilities that aren't a gym, playground, or play area.
So it still has to be.
So they have
separate than the general.
That's correct. So basically, gym, playgrounds, play areas, recreational facilities have to be their own proposition. Within that, if that gym, playground, play area, recreational facility has a capacity of more than 1,000 people, it must be pulled out from that separately.
And then the stadiums could be one bond, correct?
They could all be included as one, yes.
And the middle school stadiums are smaller.
Well, so yeah. Middle school stadiums, our bond council has said that because of the nature of middle school stadiums not being over 1,000 in capacity, plus, they get lots of use during the day. for PE classes and just general use, that they could be included in the general proposition if we so choose.
So we can choose to take them out? I mean, you just threw that out there. So I don't know why we would do that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Next, additional information from College Station ISD Communications Director Chuck Klonwinkel regarding the proposals to renovate the football stadiums at CSISD's three middle schools.
Middle school stadiums, $13.16 million. And this includes projects at all three of our middle school stadiums. Currently, the seating capacity at all three are between 4 and 450, and this proposition would increase that capacity to 900. It will convert all the playing surfaces to artificial turf, and we'll add LED lighting, replace the old lighting with LED lighting. At AMCMS, additionally, we'll rebuild the restroom and concessions facilities. If you look down here, this is the restroom facility. I'm sorry, that's at College Station Middle School. But we'll rebuild the restroom and concessions facilities at AMCMS. And at College Station Middle School, we obviously would do that as well. This building is there. It's not functional. And we would also resurface the track there. And at Welborn Middle School, we would have to add additional restrooms and concessions per code by increasing the stadium and resurface the track.
Was that little building built before 1989?
That little building, goes by many names, and it is probably the biggest wart that our school district has.
There was also a question about the proposed $51 million addition at Consolidated High School, answering the question one of the architects heard by the board, Krista Thomas, saying a proposed addition will allow fine arts to expand, resulting in a larger black box theater and band hall.
Essentially, we're taking over some of the square footage and reallocating it. Okay. So there's some space that we're able to give to CTE when we redistribute these new science labs in the proposed addition. And so with that, we're able to use some of that space that was once CTE and expand over. So we're still using that same location of Fine Arts. We're not moving Fine Arts and we're not adding on to the building, but we're just expanding and relocating. So we want to make sure that when we do this, we're not taking away anything. You know, we're only improving upon the campus.
One of the proposed projects is a $31 million expansion of CSISD's central administration office. That was discussed by CSISD board member Kimberly McAdams and CSISD's communications director Chuck Glenwinkle.
The one thing that makes me a little uncomfortable actually is for some reason, is this building. And it's because I feel like when you put those numbers out there for the capacity, that we do need so much more capacity, that just does it make sense to actually have a bigger building instead of continuing to do something to this one. So I'm just saying that's what I'm thinking, right? And, I don't know if those discussions were had or evaluated, and part of the other piece of that too is we would be splitting up the central office activity. So, you know, how would that work? So that's the one that's kind of,
it's a hard question to answer because it's hard to determine what, if we were to purchase a new building and renovate it, what the square footage of that new building would be, what the location of it would be, what's already there inside that building, and how could we renovate it to meet our needs the best. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'll say there are lots of school districts that have different functional offices in different locations. The bottom line is this school district needs more office space and more meeting room space. And how we accomplish that is up for debate, but, you know, we put quite a bit of money into this building already. That's kind of where the committee fell, and they had lots of conversations about it.
Well, and I guess part of that is there are some unknowns in that piece.
Certainly.
Which is why I have some questions. And I will say the one thing that made me, just the picture didn't look good, is having to put a fence like around this, the front of this place. I mean, I get it for safety, but it just seems.
It'll be a nice looking fence.
It'll be a nice fence. All right.
If it helps direct people where they need to go, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Because it's really confusing. whenever you come up here, there's 50 doors.
Comments from the June 20th, 2023 College Station ISD School Board meeting regarding the upcoming November bond election. What's going to be in that bond election? Still yet to be decided. The board has until August 21st to make that final decision. The discussion continues in the July CSISD board meeting. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.